This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz. Welcome. It's Morning Devotions. Yesterday morning, I opened up the topic about being entertained. I said there's nothing wrong with entertainment, nothing wrong with having a diversion, having time to pursue the things we want to. As a psychiatrist said, there's nothing wrong with entertainment. The trouble is that we build castles in the air and try to live in them. So what do we do when we sometimes find that entertainment is shallow and we get bored? Well, one doctor said that whenever a patient comes to him complaining of some vague symptoms with no medical cause, he tells them, what you've got to do is crawl out of yourself. It means to crawl out of the cave of self-pity. Get yourself involved in the world of hurting people. Once there was a TV special on the life of Prince Charles, and the documentary noted that Charles was devastated by the death of his great uncle, Lord Mountbatten. And you remember from history that Lord Mountbatten was murdered by the Irish Republican Army back in 1979. So Lord Mountbatten had been a father figure to Charles. And after his death, Charles consoled himself by thinking of the advice that his great uncle had given him. And this was the advice: banish your sorrow through service to others. That was the advice he gave to a young Charles. Banish your sorrow through service to others. This is so true. It's the old quotation that you might have heard. It goes way back, more than 200 years. I expect to pass through the world but once. Any good, therefore, that I can do, or any kindness that I can show to any fellow creature, let me do it now. Let me not defer it or neglect it, for I shall not pass this way again. The Bible has something very important and special to say on this: the attitude of thankfulness. Even cultivating a thankful heart in the circumstances of life. Is that what you do? For example, Paul told the Colossians in chapter 3, verse 17, that what you should do is give thanks to God the Father through Jesus Christ. Give thanks to God. When you stop and think of it, there's so much in life to be thankful for, but why is it that we don't feel that we are blessed in our lifestyle? If you had an education, you know how to read, you're more blessed than over 2 billion people in the world who can't read anything. And if you woke up this morning with more health and illness, you certainly are more blessed than the million people around the world who won't survive this week. If you've got food in your fridge, clothes on your back, a roof over your head, and a place to sleep, you know, you are richer than 75% of this world. What about money? If you've got money in the bank, in your wallet, or you've got spare change lying around somewhere, you are among the top 8% of the world's wealthy people. And if you can attend a church meeting without fear of harassment, arrest, torture, or death, you are more blessed than almost 3 billion people around the world. Now, there's some of the statistics that I've read about the things that we take for granted. In Australia, we have so much, don't we? So we need to contemplate the deeper issues of life. Yes, entertainment is okay, but what is God saying to us through His Holy Spirit? Well, C.S. Lewis, who famously said, "If I find in myself a desire that this world cannot fulfill, the most probable explanation," he said, "is that I was made for another world." How true that is. It's the part of us that we often can't describe or explain, the part, the eternal part. There's something inside that says, I need to find out what life is all about to understand, do I have a future? So we are made for eternity. God's word says that, and it makes sense that we should do the best to live our lives in the light of eternity. Don't just live to be entertained. Find out what it is that God really wants for your life. And then once you've done that, to give over the control of your life to Him and allow Him to guide you each day. My Heavenly Father, I know that when I trust You fully, I needn't be afraid. With You, I've got a full life now. Plus, I've got the assurance of eternal life. So, Lord, what is the worst that can happen to me? Through Your Holy Spirit, I'm ready for anything, and I can serve You fully all my life. I don't have to rely on being entertained. Amen.